Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you this morning for lesson 340. I can be free of suffering today. This is the last lesson in the series, you know, What is the Ego? And I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. Doing good. Good to see you here, being with you. So let's join together, all of us here. For just a brief moment of silence before we begin, let's take a good deep breath.
I can be free of suffering today. God, I thank you for today and for the freedom I am certain it will bring. This day is holy, for your child will be redeemed. His suffering is done. For he will hear your voice directing him to find Christ's vision through forgiveness and be free forever from all suffering. Thanks today, my God. Thanks for today, my God. I was born into this world, but to achieve this day and what it holds in joy and freedom for your holy Son and for the world he made, which is released along with him today.
Be glad today. Be glad. There is no room for anything but joy and thanks today. Our Father has redeemed his Son this day. Not one of us but will be saved today. Not one who will remain in fear, and none the Father will not gather to himself. Awaken heaven in the heart of love. And so it is. Let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. As I read this lesson, I see this as the experience of the day of self-realization, the day that we really set the ego aside. We experience the full-on revelation of the connection of love itself in mind as we meld, as we join in this beautiful mind of love, this beautiful mind of our true self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, and we become one again. I feel like this lesson is really the language of that experience. As we would experience it, this is almost like painting the picture. As our lesson yesterday was, we will receive what we desire, and this lesson is almost like painting the picture of what spirit desires, is to be what we are and be the expression of that mind, that love, that vibration, that frequency, that Christ self, that vision, Christ's vision. In the world of form. And so to me, this lesson is almost like what Jesus was experiencing on the day of his self-realization, on the day of the baptism by John the Baptist. He went stumbling off into the woods because this was such an overwhelming, unimaginably beautiful experience that it just changes everything. It's the sudden shift of perception, the real ultimate miracle of following a pathway to self-realization. So it's time to party. Be glad today, exclamation point. Be glad, exclamation point. It's beautiful. Our Father has redeemed his Son this day. We have rejoined in perfect safety. We have dissolved our mind into the perfect peace of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, this is the collapse of the ego. We began with what is the ego? The ego is insane. The ego is, what was the first sentence? The ego is idolatry. it is insane. And it's funny, you know, we review this, what is the ego? The question at the beginning of these 10 lessons that we've just completed. And Tony and I will read them to each other just to refresh. And I'm like, my gosh, such drama, just such drama. I mean, the ego is a drama king, a drama queen, and it is incessant. It is just insanity. And so that leads to so much suffering. And with this little pinprick, the bubble of this drama can just be burst, and that little pinprick is forgiveness. And I think what's revealed in this lesson, which was a big shift for me in studying A Course in Miracles, when I really got the last sentence of the beginning portion where it says, it is for this that I was born. It wasn't, you know, to all these great achievements of the world. It, yeah. You know, this is it. My purpose in coming here, the whole reason I set this whole thing up was for this day, for this remembrance, for this awakening. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on and it says, it's a day of joy and freedom for your holy son and for the world he made. And so, which is released along with him today. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, that disappearance of the universe, the collapse of the structures of the ego. And we can, and we've been saying that the time that we're living in right now, we are actually witnessing in a very dramatic way the collapse of structures that were born of insanity
and fear
and fear
and greed and all that
that are collapsing. And it does bring fear when we're attached to them, when we believe that they're real. But when we can begin to put on the vision of Christ through forgiveness and through the remembrance of the principles of truth, you know, that, you know, God's not making this happen to you. God isn't bringing this forth. Oh, yeah, we did it to ourselves. And then the beauty of it is when that bubble bursts, we can see clearly. We see with the vision of Christ. As you said, it's celebration time. Mm-hmm. And we can be free of what we thought was our destiny, death, free of what we thought was our condition, suffering and sickness. We can be free of those things through this awakening, and that we awake in heaven in the heart of love where we never left. Mm-hmm. The only truth and reality that there is.
I know this sounds maybe, especially if this is the first time you've encountered this lesson, that's like, this is like the Holy Grail. This is like, oh, this is way beyond what I could experience, or, you know, I can expect to experience in this lifetime. Yada, yada. You know, we tell ourselves this sounds so bizarre, so different, so magnificent. I get it. I mean, I'm reading it, I'm listening to it. And yeah, but that, this, you know, I'm just not there yet. I'm not there yet. Right. And we forget that we do this every day. We wake up from an illusion. And this, if you look at this lesson as like this waking up from the sleeping self experience that we go through every night, we wake up and for a brief moment, we can even remember the drama, the trauma, the whatever we were dreaming, whatever construct we gave it, good or bad or painful or pleasure, all of that. in a moment, it melts away into nothing, because dreams have no effect. It's just illusion, right? Always was, always will be. It just seems so real until we wake up. It seemed like that's all there was. We didn't realize that we were safe at home in bed. We didn't realize we had another life. We didn't realize what we were planning to do today. All of that was outside of our memory and outside of our awareness. So it is and shall be just as dramatic when you wake up from the illusion of separation, the miracle, the sudden shift of perception.
And the question is, can you? You know, I can be free of suffering today. I think the question is, am I willing?
Right.
Am I willing to be free?
Am I?
And then the holding out the promise, yes, you can.
Yes.
Just as you awaken every day. And as we practice these lessons, we have these like mini awakenings throughout the year, throughout the... So we're building our belief system that, yes, you know, I can.
Absolutely, you can.
Yeah.
Because a part of us is already awake.
Right. And we have to speak about the ideal. We have to point the way. That's what Jesus was doing. Right.
And that's what this lesson's doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts and being with me today in this discussion.
No place else I'd rather be.
Absolutely. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. We love you. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed day. Stay the course.
Stay the course.
We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in